Okay, it's a schuss to be back together to continue our learning in Pirkei Avos. It's schuss to learn in the middle of the day, Baruch Hashem. And to start the second parak of Pirkei Avos, and to continue, you know, sometimes people start limudim and start learning certain subjects in certain areas. In the beginning, there's this chachis, there's a freshness, there's an excitement. And over time, that dwindles. So when you start a new parak, it shows we're continuing and we're not going to stop learning. It's a big chizik to each and every one of us. Okay, parak beis of Pirkei Avos begins, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, he tells us the following idea. Ezu derech yishara, she yavur lo ha'adam. What is the straight path, yashar, the straight path that a person should choose? It's an interesting word, the straight path. Straight is emes, is truth. Straight is what Hashem wants from us. He doesn't want us to be crooked and here and there. He wants us to be straight, He wants us to be real, He wants us to be truthful. What is the most truthful, the most straight path that a person should choose? So it's an interesting answer. Kol shi teferes la'oseha. Anything that you do that brings splendor, brings excitement, esteem, lo'oseha, to the one who made you, to the Rabbi Nishalom. V'teferes lo min ha'adam. But also that people, it brings splendor to people. People are happy with you. In other words, not only is the Rabbeinu Shalom happy with you, but other people are happy with you as well. And that's very important to understand. Just to learn Pshat. Simple understanding. I'm going to delve more into this first limud of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, of Rabbi. On a simple level, you know, we have our guidelines of life called the Torah that Hashem has given us. We have 613 mitzvahs that Hashem has given us. But we have to understand, sometimes people, they do things in ways that upset other people. This Mishnah is teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be bring Him nachas ruach, but bring other people nachas ruach. We have to think about the way that we do things. And if what we're doing is upsetting other people, we have to think the best way to do it, that we shouldn't upset other people. Sometimes that might be impossible. Sometimes other people are just wrong, but for the most part, we have to try our best to do things in the most sensitive of ways, to bring nachas ruach, not just to Hashem, but to our family members, to our friends, to all of society. That's Pasha Pshat in the beginning of this Mishnah. But there are deeper lessons to be learned. So I brought down from Rav Shor that Yishara is Gematria 515. Ezu derech Yishara, what is this straight path? Is Gematria 515. It's exactly the Gematria of Tefillah. Because of the most important endeavors that we can take upon ourselves, and that we can be a part of, that bring Nachas Ruach to Hashem, and bring Nachas Ruach to others, is when we're davening. When we daven, and we daven for other people, we daven for people's health, we daven for people's parnasa, we daven for people to have shiduchim. So obviously it's teferes lo min ha'adam, we're bringing excitement and nachas ruach to other people, and surely it's bringing nachas ruach to Hashem, as we're connecting to Hashem in those tefillas. Every tefillah is a way to connect to Hashem, to talk to Hashem, to be one with Hashem, and it's bringing Teferet Lo Min Ha'adam. So tefillah is of the best of ways that we could accomplish this yesod of Rebbe, to bring, do things that are involved at Teferet Lo Seh and Teferet Lo Min Ha'adam. It's the essence of who we are. And maybe that's why the word Adam is constantly repeated here. Sheyavar Lo Ha'adam, that man should choose. Teferet Lo Min Ha'adam. The word Adam is Aleph Dalet Mem. But the miloy of the word Adam, right? Every letter, we've learned this many times over the years, Chevra, that every letter has a miloy, has its depth. The miloy are the letters that are hidden, that we pronounce, but you don't see them. For example, Aleph is really Aleph Lamed Pei, Aleph. And Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tuf, and Mem is Mem Mem. If you find all the hidden letters of the word Adam, of Aleph it's Lamed Pei, of Dalet it's Lamed Tuf, and of Mem it's Mem. And you take those letters that are hidden, it's mitzpalel, to be a davener. The essence of every human being is to be a davener. Sheyavar lo ha'adam. The Adam should choose to be someone who davens. I should daven. If I daven, I'm getting close to Hashem and bring nachas ruach to other people as well. So important that we have to focus. And what better time in our lives than these days when there's so much to daven for? To focus on my tefillas, to focus on my davening. So another remez in the word Adam. An incredible remez in the way in the word Adam. That in the word Adam, if you take just the miloy of dam, dam is blood. Blood, that's the physical person. So the miloy lamid tof mem is 470 plus the dalid and the mem. So you take dalid lamid tof and mem mem, I mean the letters you enunciate and the letters you actually see, dalid lamid tof and mem mem is gematria 514. That's your dam, that's your physical essence. But you have to connect that to the aleph is the one above, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you take your dam, your blood, who you are, and connect it to the one above, so 514 plus 1 is 515. When do we do that? 515, gematria tefillah. When we daven, we take ourselves and we connect it to Hashem. And that's our avoda. And when we daven, we realize, I know I'm always with Hashem. And I know even at the most difficult of times, Hashem is by my side. Gam ki elech begeitz almaves lo ira ki ata imadi. Even as I walk through the valley of death, I know Hashem, you're by my side. Ki ata imadi. Ki ata imadi, you're by my side. Ki ata imadi is gematria 560. If you take Adam, a person, plus tefillah, davening, Adam plus tefillah is exactly gematria 560. Ki ata imadi. When I daven, I know Hashem is with me. So Yishara is tefillah. I know these are a lot of gematrias, a lot of deep ramazim. Hopefully everyone followed. You can chazer, but the avoda is to recognize that there's no better way to show that I'm connecting to Hashem and that I'm connecting and caring about others than when I daven. Tefillah is the best way to be mekayim kol sheyitiferes lo seh v'tiferes lo min adam. Let's continue this Mishnah, the words of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi continues, Vavei zoyer b'mitzvah kala kibamachamura. You have to be very careful in our observance of mitzvahs. To be very careful in observance of mitzvahs and not to think only what I think are very, very important are the mitzvahs that are very important. But all the mitzvahs are important. You have to be zor, you have to be careful in the lighter mitzvahs, just like the stricter mitzvahs. Shabbos Kodesh and Tefillah, but also something like Shadnez we have to be very careful for. And every mitzvah, there's no smaller or bigger mitzvah. The way he explains it, She'ein atu yodea matan tzchoron shel mitzvahs. Because nobody knows the reward of a mitzvah. We'll get back to that line. So we don't know if the smaller mitzvahs have tremendous reward. And we have to make sure that we keep every single mitzvah. But the MS is, if we really care about Hashem, and we really believe in Hashem, really want to bring nachas ruach to Hashem, every mitzvah is important, because every mitzvah, we're doing it for Hashem, we're doing it to connect Hashem, we're doing it to make Hashem happy. Every little thing is important. When you're in a relationship, and you truly love someone, you truly care about someone, you want to do anything for them. It's not just the big anniversaries and the big birthdays where you get this grand present and you go out. But it's the little small things. It's the flowers on Erev Shabbos that are chashuv. I'll tell you a story. There was a holy, holy Jew. The Heilige Alshech HaKadosh. The Alshech HaKadosh was Moshe Ben Chaim. The Alshech HaKadosh got married when he was 14 years old. Okay, it was a different time, a different era. He got married, he's 14 years old. And the Alshech had a minog that every single night, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd get up and he'd start learning. Imagine, mamish, 3 o'clock in the morning. Some of us are just going to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd get up and he'd start learning. And every night, his wife was such an Eishes Chayil. Every single night, his wife was such an Eishes Chayil. She would get up and make him a cup of tea. Make him a cup of hot tea that he should enjoy so he could learn well and have every single night. Unfortunately, 3 years later, when Alshich was just 17, his wife, a terrible tragedy, passed away. His wife passed away. He was only 17 years old. His mother felt so bad for him. Everybody felt bad for him, obviously. But one of the things his mother decided was she knew her son wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning. She knew her daughter-in-law used to make that cup of tea, so she started waking up every morning to make that cup of tea. But his mother was older, and his mother was very hard for her. It was very difficult to wake up so early. She couldn't continue. So next door lived this very simple family, a water carrier. And he had a daughter, a teenage daughter. And she was young and strong and vibrant. And the mother met with her and said, "Could you do me a favor, my son? He's a big tzaddik. He wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning. His wife used to make him a cup of tea. I started doing it, but I can't do it after a couple months. I can't do it anymore. Could you wake up every morning?" And she said, "Of course, I'll do it." And the next day, she didn't even tell her son anything. Her son's in the middle of learning, and he's in the middle of learning. His head's in the Gemara, and the tea comes. He doesn't even look up. He thinks it's his mother. After he finishes learning, he runs to his mother. "Tell me who brought me tea this morning. Who was it? Was it you?" "No, it wasn't me. I need to know who brought me the tea this morning." He says it was an extra neighbor, their daughter. He runs next door. He knocks on the door. Could I talk to the daughter? He says, "Tell me something. Why'd you make me 2 cups of tea? Why'd you make me 2 cups of tea?" And she said, "I thought it's only appropriate. I saw you with your chavrusa, that I should make you 2 cups of tea. One for you, one for your chavrusa." The Alshich says, "For 3 years, my wife made me 1 cup of tea. For 2 months, my mother made me 1 cup of tea. You were the first one that was able to see that I sit and learn every morning with Eliyahu HaNavi. And you saw my chavrusa, and you made me these 2 cups of tea. You're a heiliger person." And on the spot, he asked her to marry him. Okay, it's different times. We can't understand those times. And Kachave, they got married. That was his soulmate. It's an incredible story, obviously, of the Nisim of the story, the Alshich HaKadosh. You know my takeaway of this story? When you love someone, it's not about the grand presents and the big things. It's the small little cup of tea. It's a cup of tea that a wife makes for a husband. It's the flowers that a husband brings home on Friday afternoon. It's the small things in life. And the small things are really very big because they show love and they show care. And therefore, Avei Zohar b'mitzvahs kal b'chamura achas kamav with the Rebbeinu Shalom. With the Rabbanu Shalom, we have to be zar, we have to be careful about the small mitzvahs as much as we are with the big mitzvahs, whatever we think are the small and big mitzvahs. Why she'ein atu yodei matan schar and shal mitzvahs? We have no idea the schar of mitzvah. Let me tell you the schar of a mitzvah. To understand a little bit of the schar of a mitzvah, a little bit what the reward of a mitzvah is. Of a minute, insignificant mitzvah. We're preparing for Pesach, the story of Mitzrayim, of Geulat Mitzrayim. Miriam Hanaviah, Moshe's sister, we all know the story. She goes and she watches her mother put Moshe into the water. And she stands by and watches to see what would happen. Many years later, Miriam gets saras. She spoke Lashon Hara and she gets saras. And Badad Yeshiv, she's sent outside for a week, as we know the halachos are by saras. She was in solitude, in quarantine. And there, all of Klal Yisrael, over 2 million people, as they're journeying to Eretz Yisrael, they all wait for her. Why do they all wait for her? So Chazal teach us out of schar, out of reward, because she waited to see what would happen to her brother. Let me ask you, her standing by the shores to see what would happen to her brother, is that a big act of chesed? Is that something incredible? It's so minute, it's so small. Let's remember. You know why your brother was born? Because she was the one who went, at the time there was a gzeira to kill all the Jewish baby boys. And the parents, what did the parents do? They separated from each other. And she was the one, she goes to her parents and say, "You're worse than Paro. Paro's only killing the boys, you're killing the girls as well." And got her parents back together. She got her parents back together. So she was responsible for the birth of Moshe. And this is her baby brother. You don't think any big sister who's responsible for the birth would stand by to see what would happen? Is that a great act of chesed? What did she do? Not much. And she's rewarded the 2 million people wait a week as they journey towards Eretz Yisrael. Imagine what type of schar we have in the smallest minute mitzvahs that we do. When we help our family around the house, we help with our younger siblings. Whatever it might be, the smallest mitzvahs, the schar is so great. So we have to keep every single mitzvah, the small and the big, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, and realize, if we truly love Hashem, every little mitzvah is important, just like that cup of tea. Let's continue this Mishnah. V'avei mechashev hefsid mitzvah k'neged tzchara, v'schar aveira k'neged hefseda. That it's so important throughout our daily lives that we have to weigh out and we have to think about. When we do a mitzvah, sometimes we say, I don't want to do the mitzvah because it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort, I could be doing something else. Weigh out the hefsid of the mitzvah k'neged tzchara. Think about what are you going to lose out and what are you going to gain if you do the mitzvah? That gain is going to be so much greater. Do it. Go through with it. If we weigh out the pros and cons, the pros will always outweigh the cons when it comes to doing mitzvahs. And avera is just the opposite. Schar avera k'neged hefseda. You think you're going to do this avera, you have a temptation, you have laziness, whatever it might be. Think about what are you going to gain from it? Momentary pleasure? And what are you going to lose? A lifetime, a nitzchias of schar and olam haba. It's not worth it. Weigh out what we're doing. Think about what we're doing. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi ends. V'histakel b'shlosha devarim v'yat abali de'avera. You should always be thinking about three things and you'll ensure that you'll never come to do an avera. Dam alamala mimcha. Know what is above you. Meaning the Rabbeinu Shalom. But that Rabbeinu Shalom that's above you, realize he's watching you every second. He's not just watching, he's listening to you every second. Ayin roa. He has an eye, he's watching everything you do. V'ozen shomas. And he's listening, he has an ear that's listening to everything you say. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. And everything you do is written down into a sefer. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks, I don't understand, just say. All you have to know, Hashem is there, Hashem is by your side, Hashem is watching. Why say it? Dama l'malam imcha, ayin roa, the eye that sees, the ozen shomas, the ear that hears. And everything's written down. Ayin roa, is that he's watching all our actions. Everything we do, even if it's in silence, being watched by Hashem. Ozen Shomas, he's listening to everything we speak. Even if I'm just in the solitude or all alone and speaking to someone on the phone, Hashem is by our side, Hashem's listening. We have to recognize both of those. But finally we have to realize, don't think Hashem listens, Hashem sees, and he just forgets. Don't think it's over, like we forget and we move on. Everything we do, everything we say, everything is written down in a sefer, is remembered. Ein shichacha lifnei kisei kvodecha. There's no forgetfulness before Hashem. If we think like this, we'll be a different person. If we think about the schar of a mitzvah, the hefsid, the loss of an avera, we have to be thought out. And we think about every single mitzvah that we do, how important it is. Think about the schar that one day we'll receive. The essence, if we look at this mission as a whole, just be thought out people. Think before we do. Think and know Shavisi Hashem Negli Samet. Hashem is by my side. And everything we do will be Yeshara, will be straight. Will be Tiferes Lo Seah and Tiferes Lo Min Adam. Mirz Hashem, everyone should have a wonderful, beautiful rest of the day. And